Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. It's been a long time. I'm glad to see a lot of people still tuning in, listening to me. I really appreciate that. Got on, looked at the numbers, was surprised, if I'm being transparent and honest with everybody listening, that it was still going up, but I'm glad that it is. Got a couple hundred listens since I've been, downloads, I should say, since I've been away. Just had life really happen to me over the past couple months. Nothing that we couldn't bounce back from. Couple deaths in the family. We had to move unexpectedly. Just a lot of life hit us all at one time, but we're back. We're better than ever. I haven't talked to you guys since April. I hope everybody is doing well, in good wealth, good health, all that good stuff. Nothing has changed on the positivity tip. So I hope that everybody is doing all right. But yeah, I've been gone for a little bit. I'm hoping to be back a lot more consistently than once every 4 or 5 months since the end of June. At the end of January. It's the end of September right now, September 26th. So yeah, it's been about 5 hard, solid months. So like I said, just life has happened. But we're about to get back in the swing of things. I did enjoy the podcast, so I am just looking to revamp and get a little bit better at my craft. So here's to that. Now let's get to the music. It's been a lot of music that came out from then until now, but we'll just talk about two albums in particular that I really wanted to talk about. One came out last month by a band that I liked in my younger days, in my adolescence, if you will. The Main came out with a self-titled album called The Main last month. Well, yeah, over a month now. They dropped it August 1st of 2023, because they always talk about an address that where they used to hang out, 8123. So it was 8123 day, and they released their self-titled album, The Main. I believe that it's one of their most mature albums to date, from beginning to finish. Just looking and thinking about time, these dudes are like almost 40 years old, because I'm 32, so I used to really bump heavy in high school, like my sophomore year. So I was like 15, 16, and they were like old enough to drink alcohol at that point. So yeah, now they're in their late 30s, and the subject matter has matured like it's supposed to. But I really do like this album. It's a short listen, so it grabbed my attention from the beginning, just because it's 10 songs, 36 minutes. I haven't ran through it recently, just with, like I said, life and trying to get better at my job and everything else. Trying to get my wife's health better, so I haven't really been listening to music. But the first time I ran through it, I did like it a lot. I don't remember, like, verbatim, word for word, the lyrics of some of these songs, because it has been over a month now, close to two, that I've listened to the album all the way through. But they return back with that alternative sound. It's heavier, it's more mature in every aspect, musically, sonically, lyrics wise. It's just a very mature album, and I like that. Like I said, they're closer to 40 now, so if they were still talking about the same thing as Can't Stop, Won't Stop, or one of the more pop punk sounds of the 2000s, late 2000s, then that should be a problem. So they are growing with their music. They've matured, like, even by the way they look. They don't, I mean, it will look out of style and ridiculous being closer to 40 years old. But they wear suspenders now, and like almost like suits, and everything's tucked in, and they look good. So just from that kind of thing, I do enjoy it. But from top to bottom, the album is really good. So yeah, let's get to it. Let's go down this track list. track number one, and it comes out swinging. If the main does nothing else, they will give you a dance track. That is for sure. That is for certain. Track one is a track called Dose Number Two. The lyrics were a little different. It was talking about coming out of a coma, seeing, I guess, his wife or a love interest for the first time. But it made you dance. It did make you dance. It's a song where you have to listen to it a second time to really get the message behind it. Two or three times to get the message behind it. Because the first thing I wanted to do, I can't speak for everybody else, but the first thing that I personally wanted to do was dance. So it's just one of those things where, almost like After Laughter by Paramore, you have to give it another spin after you get done listening to it from a technical music standpoint to go and break down the lyrics. So, I mean, like I said, they're going to give you a dance track every time on every album, basically, that they've ever put out. So it was vintage The Main, and I really could appreciate that. So I guess pretty much all these songs you can dance to, because at the end of the day, even though everybody's getting older, but they're still a pop punk alternative band at the end of the day, and that probably doesn't make sense to some people, but I mean, you can groove to a lot of these songs. The next track is called How to Exit a Room, and the subject matter in this song, I think this is my favorite song on the whole album, because it just talks about having to be fake around people, people that you don't usually hang around, like I.E. going to bars and all that stuff. Always got to make small talk. You always have to, like, you make small talk over cheap shots. I think that's some of the lyrics. And he says, I just want another point of view. Like, it comes to a time, and a good friend of mine said this to me back when we were in our early 20s, and it takes some people longer to get it than others. No shade, but I mean, that's just life. Some people mature faster than others. Can't believe I said no shade, but moving on. He told me, he said, comes a time in every person's life where every beer tastes the same. If you go and look at women, like, everybody twerking, that looks the same. And it takes some people a little later in life to get out of. Granted, he noticed that when he was like 22 and he was like, I'm done with this. People like myself, I had to mature a little bit, and it took a little bit longer, but eventually you find that person and it's just like, okay, yeah, this isn't for me. It's the same thing. I'm in here with people that's still searching. I found what I have. I love what I have. So why am I here? Granted, it is good to be away from your partner at times. It is good to hang around your friends and be an individual sometimes. So, I mean, it just comes in a time, to go back to what the vocalist was saying, it comes a time in everybody's life that doing the same old 1-2 gets old, gets tiring. You need that different kind of view. So I'm not going to go through the whole entire album. That was track, I think, 3. No, it was 2. So we'll skip track 3, and then we'll talk about my favorite song, which is Leaving 5. That's one of those B-sides on that album that's really good. I think, as of right now at least, only the first three songs are going to be singles. Everything else is going to be on the B-side of the album. But yes, that is my favorite song. That song is, I mean, it's playful. It's not so much as strong subjectly as the other songs on the album. It's just almost like with your wife, your girlfriend, or just somebody you're interested in. It sounds like more of that type of thing. Just saying, don't worry if I've been here for a while, just when I tell you to leave in 5, come meet me and we can dance, we can have fun, we can have some drinks. So it's kind of one of those playful things. It's like a funky bass line to it. And that's what initially caught my ear, because it just popped out as soon as the track started. But that's something I would recommend going back and listening to. It's a really good album. It's worth a listen. It's a short listen, so I mean, If you just have like a commute to back and forth to work, you'll listen to the whole thing. 10 songs, 36 minutes. So that's pretty much all I have about that one. The next thing I want to talk about really quick is the new Blink album. So let's get into that. The first thing I want to say about it on the track, One More Time, that's the track that they came out with a video with earlier this week. I think it was over the weekend. Was Tom's voice. And I mean, it doesn't sound bad. It just goes with that aging thing. Just listening to this and like going back down memory lane, because if you haven't seen the video, it's like a CGI almost of old videos they've done. So like Always, All the Small Things, Adam's Song, and I think it was a couple other ones in there. But he didn't sound like 30-year-old Tom anymore. It's when you hear him sing, so much talking and singing more than looking at him, you can tell that he's a 50-year-old man now, or close to a 50-year-old man. Same with Mark. We all know that he had the cancer diagnosis a few years ago, and I think that aged him a lot. So they just don't look like young guys anymore. And just needless to say, all like the living that they were doing when they were younger. But yeah, so his voice sounds older, but like the lyric goes, it says like they became stranger, they begin as strangers and they turned into brothers, then back to strangers again. And that just refers to all the times that they took hiatuses, weren't speaking to each other, and it was more Travis, not Travis, but Mark and Tom than Travis. Travis and I just watched a video on YouTube. He was pretty much the mediator the whole time. Like when Tom had Boxcar Racer and Travis played drums on that, then he played drums with Plus 44. He was just like that middle ground. And while he was still doing at this time, the whole when he was doing rap songs like Soulja Boy covers and all that other stuff. So it looks like from that video that I just watched and just his demeanor from what I see on TV, I don't know any of these people personally, that he was always the peacemaker. I think I liked Mark the most because he played bass, and obviously I play bass, so I always like resonated with him more. Tom was cool, but I mean, he always kept shit going in a way. Well, like I said, I don't know these people personally, so it feels like that when you just watch it. But people grow, man, and just like being in your 50s or closer to 50s, and like you're in that middle stage, the middle age part of your life, and it'll come to a point where like your friendships are more important than money, more important than girls, more important than who's the star of the band or anything like that. So whatever they went through, and like I seen an interview where they were talking to the three of them, and Tom said something along the lines like, we weren't really speaking to each other, but Mark called and told me that he had cancer, and he's like, I'm on my way to come see you. What can I do? Sometimes it does take that. Majority of the time, it does take that. Like, if you're not talking to somebody or you left on bad terms, like, the only way for you to get back on track or be friends again or see, like, what you were arguing about was stupid as hell. You have to have something crazy like that happen where you get a terminal illness, or even though I don't think they really had beef with Travis ever, where when he got in that plane crash. It just lets you know, and it's such a cliche to even say it or anything like that, but life is just so precious, and you never know when it's going to be over. You never know how it's going to end. So, I mean, you always just have to love one another, love your friend, love your family, never take them for granted because you never know when it's going to be over. So just the lyrics of the song, the visual of the song, it almost had me in tears. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. It really did. but I'm excited for this album. They also released two more singles that I have not listened to, so I can't give my opinion. I mean, sonically, it sounds like Blink. It's like nothing super, super complex. It's just something I enjoy. And I can't wait to hear the album. I can't wait to hear what 50-year-old Blink sounds like now. So I will wait for that. I didn't get a chance to go to the concert over the summer. I did get a chance to see Paramore, and that was amazing. Shout out to my wife. Thank you, baby, again. This was back in, I believe, June. Wow, can't believe it's been that long. Late June, beginning of July. She and I and some friends went to go see Paramore in Pittsburgh, and it was almost a spiritual experience, if I may say so myself. Haley was up there singing, and they had the break to introduce the band and, things that they do during the concert. She said, "Whose time is it? Whose first time is it seeing Paramore?" And then like 90% of the crowd went crazy, and she said, "I've been waiting on you." Well, we've been waiting on you. And I was like, wow, this is a spiritual experience. Not to compare Paramore to God, but it was definitely an experience for me. So that was something good that I got to experience in these past few months. But that's all I really got for you today. I hope you guys have the time to check out the main album, and let me know what you think about the Paramore album. I did set up a email address, so get at me there. Get at me on all social media is my name, Facebook, Kyle Fonts, Twitter or X, whatever you call it, is K underscore Fonts. Instagram is K underscore Fonts 91. So yeah, just get at me, email, social media, anything like that. This was episode 64. Thank you again for tuning back in. We'll see you next time.